Across the country, Republicans hope to increase their slim majority in the U.S. Senate this fall, and South Carolina will be a key state. Democrat Fritz Hollings is retiring after 38 years, and the GOP is hoping to take over his seat in a state that leans Republican. The party will hold a primary runoff election next week. And among the candidates is former Governor David Beasley, who's hoping to revive his political career. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Columbia.
People around the country got to know Governor Beasley in the mid-1990s when he stepped into one of the South's most divisive political battles. Beasley called for the Confederate flag to be removed from South Carolina's capital, a reversal of his previous opinion on the issue. It was a risky change for the young governor, who already was embroiled in other hot-button controversies like trying to restrict gambling. Many people here were taken aback by it, and Beasley resoundingly lost his re-election bid.
Good morning, Governor. How you doing?
Good to see you.
How you doing?
Now, 6 years later, Beasley is back in politics, running for the Senate. And at age 47, he's portraying himself as a changed man.
My hair's gotten a little bit grayer, definitely a little bit older, and hopefully a little bit more humble. And I've run 16 elections over my life. I've only lost one. And hopefully I'm a better person and I'll be a better leader from it.
In South Carolina, Beasley remains a polarizing figure. Flag supporters in particular haven't forgiven him for trying to take down their beloved Confederate banner, which was moved 2 years after he left office. You still see bumper stickers here that read, "Fly the flag, dump Beasley." As he campaigns for the Senate, the ex-governor is struggling to put the issue to rest.
I think most of the people in South Carolina now agree that the flag issue is behind us, it's resolved, and let's don't go replow that controversial territory again. Let's move ahead and let's look to the future.
But if Beasley wants to do that, he's not getting much help from his opponent in the Republican runoff. Three-term Congressman Jim DeMint, in his first run for statewide office, is airing TV commercials that remind voters of Beasley's history. Actors in the ad portray two men outside a country store.
I don't get this Beasley fella.
What do you mean?
He was against moving the flag. He's for moving the flag. He was against the lottery vote. Then he was for the lottery vote. Classic flip-flopper.
Sounds more wishy-washy to me.
The DeMint ads don't criticize Beasley for wanting to move the flag, but they do attack him for changing his mind about it. Indeed, DeMint charges that Beasley has a record of inconsistencies, and the congressman considers that the biggest issue in the race, more important even than such concerns as the economy or foreign policy.
I think what people are looking for is they don't necessarily want to agree with us on every issue, but they want to know that what we say we're going to do, that they can trust us. And I think for him to change his position is just a continuation of the same, well, the commercial says flip-flop, so.
DeMint's unusual commercials seem to have connected with some voters. At a diner near the state capitol, the flip-flop ad was the first thing several people mentioned when we asked them about the campaign. And for John Morris, the owner of a computer firm, the criticism of Beasley rings true.
You need to lead. And he just kind of played catch-up. I've always admired ones that actually took a position and stayed with it. And he reminds me more of Clinton with just whichever way the wind was blowing, it's the way he kind of went.
But voters also express concerns about DeMint, like the congressman's history of supporting trade policies that some South Carolinians blame for job losses. And the attacks on Beasley have disappointed some Republicans who respect the ex-governor's efforts to move the Confederate flag. Attorney Shel Suber is a GOP activist.
He took the right position on the flag. He lost a lot of votes over it, but he took a bold stand, a proper stand. So, you know, you got to admire that.
The winner of the Republican runoff will move on to a November contest against Democrat Inez Tannenbaum, who's twice been elected South Carolina's school superintendent. Tannenbaum is something of a rarity here, a popular Democrat in this increasingly Republican state. Most analysts predict she'll provide a competitive challenge to whichever GOP candidate survives next week's vote. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.